Justice Scalia spoke in Milwaukee to a predominantly white, mostly male, meeting of the Federalist Society. That's an organization that says law schools and the legal profession are currently strongly dominated by a form of orthodox liberal ideology. The politically conservative Bradley Foundation sponsored the Milwaukee event. Scalia says despite what he calls the silliness of some commentators, the Rehnquist Court was not one of conservative judicial activism. He says according to his count, the court overturned fewer federal and state laws than the Berger or Warren courts did, and also overrode fewer past Supreme Court decisions. Scalia says Rehnquist had a clear, ascertainable method of legal interpretation, a style that simply made him more open to criticism. Scalia did not allow his remarks to be recorded for broadcast. Milwaukee attorney Art Heitzer of the National Lawyers Guild has a different view of the Rehnquist Court. Heitzer says it was a dismal one for civil rights.
Through his term, when he suddenly became in favor of colorblindness, at the point when there was some attempt to remedy past discrimination, and then said, no, we cannot allow color consciousness when we're looking at remedies, the legacy was to make it much harder for anyone to get access to the courts and to enforce civil rights laws.
Unlike at an appearance earlier this week, no one at the Milwaukee event criticized Justice Scalia. Instead, one Federalist Society member asked how Chief Justice Rehnquist felt overseeing President Clinton's impeachment trial. Scalia laughed and said Rehnquist really enjoyed his role. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.